Some stories are bigger than the books created to contain them. The simple answer is a sequel. Or, if you've got a lead character with legs, maybe a series of popular novels. There are some pretty well-known trilogies, and then there's Carlos Ruiz Zafón. His work has been translated into more than 40 languages, reaching millions of readers around the world. He describes his latest project as a kind of Chinese box of four novels. The second one's called The Angel's Game, and takes place in part in the mysterious library Zafón refers to as the cemetery of books.
Every book has a soul, and it's the soul of whoever wrote it, and the soul of those who read it and dreamt with it. Each one of these books at least has one reader out there and reserves our respect because there's something important there. There's memory, there's identity, there's the soul of a human being. And this place, this fantastic library, secret library hidden inside a palace in the old town of Barcelona, is operated by this secret society of people who are trying to preserve that, to try to preserve memory and try to save books from oblivion, from destruction.
The Cemetery of Books is at the center of both of your novels, The Angel's Game and The Shadow of the Wind. Was it the starting point for you in telling these stories?
Every time I start writing a story, the origin is an image. I tend to think in images. And I think in the case of The Cemetery of Forgotten Books, this was a notion that came to me years ago when I was starting working on Shadow of the Wind. And I thought that this place was some kind of visual metaphor to me, that it meant a lot of things. And I think to me it meant not just a fantastic place for forgotten books, but for forgotten people, forgotten ideas, for the destruction of memory, for the preservation of the past. Because I thought that we are what we remember, and the less we remember, the less we are.
The Shadow of the Wind, of course, takes place post-World War II, although there is some memory of earlier times. Now you've gone back and written what we're calling in this country a prequel.
One of the ideas I had and one of the notions I'm trying to work with these books is to create some kind of Chinese box of fictions, a labyrinth of stories that can be entered through four different doors. There are going to be four different books. The Shadow of the Wind was the first one. Angel's Game is the second one. And you can read just one of these books or two of them or all of them in any order. If you just read one of them, they work perfectly on their own. They're perfectly closed stories. But if you read more than one story, the entire puzzle starts rearranging itself in front of you, and everything acquires a different layer of meaning, and you start seeing different characters from different perspectives, and some of the plot lines are growing in unsuspected directions. And at the center of all this is this world of books, of storytelling, of language, of ideas, of the imagination, is the world of the Cemetery of Forgotten Books. So to me, it was not necessarily that hard going back. What is hard is to create the stories, to create the characters, and to bring this world. What to me was very interesting is that since I had already established this universe in The Shadow of the Wind, now I could go far deeper down the rabbit hole and explore it in a more intense way and get really, because it had already been established, I felt that The Angel's Game was taking everything one step further.
The original book, The Shadow of the Wind, one of the other entrances to this world you've created, started with a boy's story. The more recent one, The Angel's Game, a different entrance to this world, starts with an older man. It's interesting the way you play with time, but then that's part of the Chinese box you've created, isn't it? Time is not a fixed thing.
Yes, the timeline here in many ways is kind of circular. You're entering these stories at different times. You meet the same characters at different points in their lives. And it's all part of the same world. It's all part of the same big story, but it's made of different, smaller stories. And in this case, yes, in Shadow of the Wind, the narrator was the Daniel Semperi, who essentially is a boy and then becomes an adolescent and a young man. And in this case, our narrator is an older man. He's a man in his late 20s, early 30s. And of course, his perspective on life, on of everything, on relationships is much different. He's more mature. He's a man who has a different baggage and had different life experiences. And I felt that the book had to reflect this.
You've taken two different decades, the late 40s, early 50s, and then in The Angel's Game, going back into the 20s. You're clearly a man who has read many different eras of literature, because it seems to me that in some ways in The Angel's Game, you've adopted a kind of 20s style, a Raymond Chandler style, rather than the 1950s edge. Or am I reading that right? Or
yes, I think one of the things I'm trying to do is, since these are books that revolve around the world of books, of literature, of reading or writing and bookselling, about the world of imagination, about literature, one of the things that I'm trying to do is incorporate many different genres and play around, trying to reinvent genres, try to deconstruct many different forms of the storytelling and reassemble them to create something new. And these novels, novels like The Angel Game, they're playing with different things. At the same time, there are noir stories, some kind of crime thriller and intrigue, but there are romance, there is a historical novel, there are a gothic story. They can be read even as a supernatural thriller or as a psychological intrigue. They're playing with all these different elements. They have humor, they have drama, they have horror, they have tension. And I'm trying to incorporate things from all genres to create something new, which is a genre which is a sum of everything, of all this tradition of storytelling. So in many ways, it's kind of the opposite of minimalism, is a maximalism, is trying to incorporate something that stimulates all your the centers of your brain, all your senses, that it's trying to bring a lot of stuff into the story, make it to provide essentially the reader with a really intense reading experience.
These, of course, are fiction, and the stories that take place in Barcelona didn't happen, at least in the world as we know it. But Barcelona is a real place. It's a place that's very much alive for you. When you wrote about it in The Shadow of the Wind, it had one kind of reality for you. Was it different when you went back to write about The Angel's Game?
Well, I thought that I wanted to write about a different time. So essentially what I'm trying to do is use the city of Barcelona and its history, but not just as a backdrop or as a setting, but in an organic way. I'm trying to use it as a character and do with it what would you do with characters, in which you put costumes and then and makeup and give them lines and direction and get them to perform. And this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get to the bone and the soul of the city and go beyond the pure physicality of the place and try to get something from its essence and try to dramatize it. Of course, when I'm using different time periods, the history of the 20th century in Barcelona, as in many other places in Europe, it's kind of convoluted and turbulent. So, and this time, I thought in The Shadow of the Wind, we mostly saw the Barcelona of the 40s, the 50s, which is after the Spanish Civil War. It's kind of the eerie calm after the storm, after the war, after the repression. And we are in the Franco years. It's a kind of a frozen world. In this case, we're going back to the late 1920s, early, and this is the slippery slope towards the Spanish Civil War. So it's a very different world. And one of the things I wanted to imply with everything, with all the staging of the story, was this sense of this undercurrents of danger, of tension, of violence that are going to explode a few years later, because everything was already brewing there. It was really under the surface of everything.
This is the world before World War II, before the Civil War even, before the rule of Franco.
Yeah, this is the Europe of the 20s and the 30s, which is a really fascinating and dangerous and terrible time.
What about for you? Barcelona was a very real place. You grew up there as a boy. Has it changed as you've written about it?
Oh, yes, it has changed, but it has kept many of the essence. I was born there, raised there, lived there for most of my life. And so I'm in many ways a product of the city. I know it very well. I know its history and I know it inside out. You know, I've been everywhere in the city and it's a part of me. Of course, the city has evolved and has changed. But in many ways, I also think that there's an essence to it. There's a soul to the city that goes beyond that sometimes kind of superficial, sunshiny and touristy impression that we may have of Barcelona. That's a product, I think, of the last 10 years or 15 years. And that I think is much more interesting. I think when you try to cut through that and go to the real essence of the city that comes from its history, from many things, from the things that make her unique. I tend to think of cities as if they were people. And sometimes I think, I don't know, for instance, I think about Madrid and say, you know, Madrid is a man. Why? I don't know. As soon as you put your feet there, you feel that. And Barcelona is a woman and is a dangerous, beautiful, urbane woman. And she likes to act and to perform. And I like to write. Right place for her, so she has fun and becomes the prima donna of this great Baroque opera house. And I think I have fun. I think she has fun too.
Carlos Ruiz Zafón is the author of The Angel's Game and the related book, The Shadow of the Wind.